Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart. Today, I'm going to be speaking from Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, beginning at verse 26. Be angry and sin not, and let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt, or literally putrid, communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying or building up, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Verse 31, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. I would like to concentrate on verses 31 and 32. First of all, notice the first noun in verse 31. In the Greek, it is pikria, and it has been transliterated as poison, spiritual poison. Please reference Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15, which talks about a root of bitterness springing up and thereby many being defiled or literally stained. So let all bitterness and wrath, the word here for wrath is thumos, and it means a violent, passionate outburst, thumos. And then we have an anger, and this is the word orge. Orge means anger as a state of mind, anger as an habitual state of mind, and clamor or outcry. And then we have evil speaking, blasphemia. And to blaspheme means to speak against the character of an individual. Or in the Hebrew, it means to stand against the life of another. Notice, evil speaking means to stand against the life of another individual. And so, note the structure of Paul's Ephesians. First, he gives us doctrine, and he lays a doctrinal foundation, and then from the doctrine that Paul teaches flows the ethical concerns. And so these documents are very powerful. Into the believing community, who should not build their lives on humanistic psychology, but on the Word of God. Psychologies come and go. There are over 200 plus systems of psychotherapy. They are finite. They have some good points. And for the most part, they may work in a temporal manner. But And they like to claim that everything is evidence-based practice, or this and that is where it has evidence-based practice. I want to draw focus on God's Word and what God's Word teaches believers, what the believing community must understand. And I'm using the term believing community in the sense of not that someone believed in Christ many years ago and then the belief stopped there, but a believer is one who, after the initial belief, grows in that belief in Christ, grows in that dependency and understanding as to who Christ is. One may spend years and years gathering an intellectual catalog of doctrine, and the doctrine doesn't go beyond that. The heart is not changed, and the life is not changed because it is mere intellectualism. Doctrine that is in that is taken in by the mind, we must understand the mind is a staging area. When by faith we believe the doctrine, then that doctrine moves from being gnosis, G-N-O-S-I-S, gnosis, to epinosis. It is epinosis doctrine that you and I use in our spiritual walk with God. So notice, as he goes on, in verse 32, Paul says, and be, notice the verb be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. This is a very, very powerful verse. Freedom comes to the believer who understands that we, when he or she has been offended by someone or a group of individuals, that when the believer forgives, he releases that party or parties from a debt that can never be repaid. You and I are cognizant of that. We understand that. We may understand it intellectually, but we have to understand what forgiveness is with our hearts so that you and I can be set free from what? Well, look at verse 31, from bitterness. If we don't forgive, we will have bitter hearts. We will have, and if we remain in a state of bitterness, and notice the word here in Greek is poison, you and I could open ourselves up to spiritual sepsis, wrath, or a passionate outburst, because the emotions are not under control when you and I don't know how to forgive, or we refuse to forgive. The emotions are in control. What gives content to our emotions? Our thoughts. So we are to watch our thought life. Our thought life is primary. Our thoughts are to be Bible-based, biblically centered in Christ. Or we move from bitterness to wrath to orge. And here, orge is anger as a state of mind. Forgiveness is primary, brothers and sisters. Forgiveness is necessary in our spiritual practice. No matter what we say or what we think, unless we have forgiving hearts, we're not walking the way God wants for us to walk. Then there is clamor in verse 31. Clamor. I'm using an old King James Bible. And evil speaking or blasphemy. And blasphemy can be against both God and man. To blaspheme the character of an individual, to speak, means to speak against the life. And please remember, in the book of Proverbs, we learn that life and death are in the power of the tongue. And those who love it will eat the fruit thereof. Bible documents are wonderful and powerful. And we learn something most extraordinary in Paul's letter to the Ephesians. We learn that we are the body of Christ. We are members one of another. And in the book of Colossians, we learn that Christ is the head of the body, the church. You and I are to grow up into him in all things. So we learn what? In verse 32, be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Let us practice forgiveness so that our lives, we can live lives that are well-pleasing to God. Good afternoon, and God bless you.